This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Thursday.
We used to meet every Thursday in the afternoon.
Thursday, afternoon, evening, morning. This program is heard all around the country, all around the world, in fact, on the stations that carry the different times of the day. Happy to be along as a companion on Go to an Art Museum Day. Jay and I are going to celebrate this, boys. This is big time stuff. Take a field trip to a museum. Did you ever do that as a child, Jay? Go to a...
Yes, I love museums.
Mm-hmm. Really? I love museums. So what is there about museums you like? What is the history?
The history, the beauty. I find it all so fascinating, especially when it comes to art museums. Natural history museums, of course, are so cool. But art museums, it's one of those things that art is, it's like music, because music is art, too, where everybody can perceive something different from looking at the same object, feel something different, looking at the same painting. It's just so fascinating.
That's why I flunked Lit and Fine Arts, because my interpretation of the beauty of the pictures that we were studying, I didn't agree with the professors, and so therefore I didn't fare too well in that class. It's all about memorization. I've never been any good at that, as has been proven by any of the acting that I did. I always wanted to substitute my lines for what was on the piece of paper. Yeah, it's not too easy to do that. So exploring an art museum, this is something that was started a number of years ago on this date, November 9th. And so the reason that I wanted you to have Nat King Cole's Mona Lisa in talking about art museums, James, if you would grace us with the presence of one of the most beautiful songs, one of the most beautiful masterpieces. Crank this up a little.
Men have named you.
It's all about exploration.
You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only cause you're lonely they have blamed you? For that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile.
1503. Leonardo da Vinci paints Mona Lisa. Probably the best known, most visited, most written about, most sung about song in the world. Right? This art, this piece, what is more famous than Mona Lisa? And so that goes back to 1503. The first public art museum was opened in Paris, Le Louvre, the largest museum, actually the largest art museum in the world, 1793. And then in New York, the Met opened up. Seems to be the subject more of the big gala or gala that they have every year, because everybody wants to know who's going to show up and what they're going to wear, but that doesn't speak to the art that's there. The movie, there have been two of them. One of them starred Steve McQueen. The other one was Pierce Brosnan, about rip-offs at the Museum of Art. And now I'm trying to think, isn't that awful? I'm trying to remember what the name of that movie was. Very, both of them very famous. It was the same movie, just different stars done later. What the heck was it? It was... it's about the man's name. Somebody will, James, find, please, see if you can, what the hell, Thomas Crown Affair, that was it, bing,
give me long enough
and I'll hang my hat on it. Yeah, that was about art museums and love, romance, and all that stuff. So anyway, it was supposed to have taken place at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Now, let's see, what else do we have here? Fast forward to MoPOP. Museum of Pop Culture, dedicated to contemporary popular culture. That's about 23 years old. So there are 30,000 museums, all different sizes and shapes all around the world, that participate in this day. Go to an art museum day. So if you have an opportunity, I guess that's something that you could do. I don't find that the I'm not stimulated by that sort of thing, and it may be because of my experience in college. Music history fascinates me, and that's why we a little earlier today played the oldest known, not recording, but musical content, if you will. It was first performed, and yeah, I think it was a sitar, Jay. Back 100 jillion years ago, it would seem. So, now let's fast forward to 2 weeks from today. It's Thursday, November the 9th, and 2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving. We'll be on the air with a special Thanksgiving program, Thanksgiving Day. What does Thanksgiving mean to you this year? It's, you know, the usual. If you, by the way, haven't bird ordered yet, perhaps you ought to, because they'll be in short supply this year the way they were last year.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at the grocery prices, I probably should have put this in the Food, Farm, and Family Report. The prices are skyrocketing. The farmer, however, is getting it in the keister, as you know. Farmer doesn't get the money. Farmer gets what was it, 18% of what these turkeys sell for? Something ridiculous like that. What's the price? Have you priced any turkeys yet, Jay?
No, I haven't. I'm still freeloading at my folks' house, so I don't have to pay for Thanksgiving this year.
And I have it on the inside that the folks are very happy to have you there.
We're really great roommates.
Yes, right.
We cook, we clean.
Time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all of that. Yep. Okay, so apparently, though, again, this is a Food, Farm, Family thing. Maybe we should put this in. Well, we'll have it on Thanksgiving Day on the program. But there, you know, now you got a couple of weeks. There are the average. Listen to this. According to a poll done at ShopRite supermarkets, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, probably come up with this as well. You will spend $400. The average Thanksgiving meal, price $400. And ShopRite says, if you spend $400 with us, we'll give you a free turkey. Hooray! By God, that's amazing, isn't it? $400.
Man,
that's heavy. Heavy, heavy, heavy. Okay, there's some other heavy stuff. Let's go to the NASA website, please. What is it, Warren? What's his face? The sports guy. Go to the video. Cue the telescope.
Roll the tape.
Roll the tape. Right. There's a new telescope called the Euclid Telescope, put up by the European Space Agency, and it is out. They're using it to detect what they call the dark universe. You know, they call the dark web a dark universe. And the first images have come in. You can see them on the NASA website as well, showing the cosmos in full color and in really extraordinarily extreme detail. And what these pictures show, according to those who are analyzing them, I'm looking at it, I don't know what I'm looking at, 95% of the universe is made up of dark matter and dark energy. Yet we still don't know much about it. This, the stuff that we know about is light energy based on L-I-G-H-T, the light that flows. But, okay, let's think about it this way. I understand what they're saying. Look at any night in the sky. If you have a clear shot, you got a clear night, and you look up in the sky, you see here and there, and all over the place, you see dots of light.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't there more darkness than there is light? Thus, when you look at it, it does make sense that 90 or 95% of what you're looking at up in the sky and any night is dark. And thus, one of the dark mysteries of life. And so what they're trying to do with this Euclid telescope is get an understanding of the cosmos as a whole, not just the light, but the dark. And so you say, okay, what are you taking pictures of? It's dark. What are you going to see? Well, apparently they have filters on this thing. And this is one of the great things about modern physics and what modern minds can figure out. So these new space photos, Jay, have a spectacularly detailed view of what they call the Horsehead Nebula, which is part of the constellation Orion,
okay,
the closest giant star-forming region to our star, our solar mm-hmm. system. Apparently, they've never seen these people. The Euclid folks have never, well, nobody has ever seen astronomical images like this before. A lot of detail. I'm looking at a picture. There's contrast between the dark and the light. It's really quite beautiful. And the lady that runs this project says much more information than they could have hoped for. Unseen features of well-known areas of the nearby universe. And again, the key, what this thing is also seeing outside of our galaxy, are the billions, with a B, of other galaxies just like ours. You can't begin to imagine that, can you? Really?
Mm-mm. The vastness, you know.
No. So the first picture is taken by this telescope, and they're just fabulous. You can see, they say that the clusters they can see, 240 million light years away, there are 100,000 galaxies that they think they can detect in the billions of galaxies. Who even can understand this? Right? Who even can expand their mind enough? And we spend our time, you know, concerned about the silly stuff in life. One of the things that it has discovered is the oldest black hole, which goes back 470 million years before what they say the Big Bang was, which was 13, 14 billion years ago. Huh? What in the world are we talking about? Well, it's pretty amazing stuff. The folks at Yale University also looking at some of the, trying to combine pictures from the Euclid with the Webb telescope. Just amazing. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz. I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed. Just be natural. Try to roll around in it gracefully and not like a puppy.
Maria's photography studio is zooming into a flurry of projects.
Where did I put that memory card?
She needs an assistant to keep business in focus.
Hang on while I change the external flash.
Oh. Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Through at 23 at the hour. It's the Doug Good Day program, and Sharon Stone has found her way. Yes, she's still around. Actually, from my perspective, I think she's more attractive now than she was when she was younger. There's something about her. She's 65 years old. She's speaking out about some things that have happened to her over her Hollywood career that are pretty compelling. So we probably ought to dig into that, as this is celebrity news time, social media time, trending time on Good Day.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Zeljanz. Visit Zeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
Okay, so you remember Sharon Stone probably first from Basic Instinct. And her career kind of went up and sideways, and she had some things in her own personal life. And apparently this stuff is part of it, but she never really came, didn't open up about this, what happened when she first moved to Los Angeles. She said she'd been here a couple of years, wore her best outfit to a meeting. Remember this clearly, because when you're young, you only have one good outfit. Which, yeah, I guess that's true, right?
Uh-huh.
I was listening to what's his face on Sirius. What's the guy's name? He went into the Radio Hall of Fame last week, and Pat St. John. And he was talking about the shirt that he had to buy because he didn't have a white shirt. And his brother loaned him some cufflinks to go with the outfit. That was kind of cool. And he says, I never got dressed up like this in my life. He was a disc jockey all of his life. He had to be dressed up for that. Look at us.
You're almost shamed if you dressed up for the job.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, she's talking about this fella pacing around the office. She was told she was gorgeous and all that other stuff, and they're all looking at her, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then she claims this guy, the executive, came walking up to her and said, but first, and then he takes his pants off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And sticks his junk at her face. So she's young, she's nervous, she's basically bubbly, so she starts laughing. And then she starts crying. Imagine, though, being... I don't think men can really imagine how this happened. I mean, there are men, certainly, that have been sexually abused by women, but it's not the rule. It's a lot of... She said she had other weird experiences like this in her career. She attended a concert in L.A., she was struck by a performer who sang a song regarding sexual harassment. And she said, when I heard this song, I started to realize what this was like. And she flashes back to 1980, 43 years ago, and starts thinking about the things that happened to her.
Yeah.
I can bet, right? She was in total...
The basic instinct scene. I mean, she didn't sign off on that scene and what happened. She didn't even think that her entire body was going to be seen.
Yeah. Yep. Interesting revelations from Sharon Stone here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Defense officials say the United States conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militants. Dave Collins has more.
President Biden ordered the strike in response to the drone and rocket attacks on the U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria that have left dozens injured. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he's fully prepared to take the necessary measures to protect U.S. personnel in the region.
A diabetes drug from Eli Lilly is getting approved by the FDA to be used as a weight loss drug. The drug is called Mounjaro for diabetes and will now be called Zepbound when used for weight loss. Zepbound was shown in trials to yield over 20% average weight loss on higher doses over a 72-week period. That would make it the most effective weight loss drug on the market. The FDA approved the drug for those with obesity. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
Sugar on your oatmeal. Be good. Brown sugar is good on oatmeal. Here we are on the Good Day program with solutions for all kinds of problems. We highlight problems and try to solve them. That's one of the many things that I think we optimistically do a pretty good job of, if I do say so myself. And I myself, I'm Doug Steffen. Catch the download. If you don't hear the whole program every day and you want to get a sort of a heavy dose of the things that I'm just talking about, just go to the gooddayshow.com website, and you can get bits and pieces of the program. You can hear the whole program all day, every day, at gooddayshow.com. And then for those of you who want the core, if you will, the download that's up there right now from yesterday's program, focusing on the results of the Tuesday elections, and also Barbara Streisand and her new book, which is out. Is it today? Did we decide it was today?
Earlier this week.
Mm-hmm. That was earlier this week. Okay, anyway. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show with lots of info. It's about information, entertainment, all kinds of things. I find information, where they used to call it infotainment. I don't know if they still do, but yeah. All kinds of positive things for the most part. Here's Leonard Nimoy's from his kind of last interview. I saw this and I thought, here's one of the great guys, a Bay State guy that became probably most popularized as Dr. Spock. I did play other things, but he's Dr. Spock. When you think about Dr. Spock, you think about Leonard Nimoy. He's a very spiritual guy. Interesting because I've heard Shatner talk about the relationship. They had a very interesting friendship. Shatner was criticized because he couldn't get to Nimoy's funeral when he died, and the family said, where the heck is Shatner? And I don't know, he was doing something and he couldn't go. I remember him talking about that, but also talking about their spiritual conversations. Yeah, Shatner has become, I mean, look at what the guy's experienced going up in the spacecraft and what his whole life is kind of, you know, he's played lots of different roles, but he's mm-hmm. Captain Kirk, right?
Yes.
He's Captain Kirk. That's mm-hmm. it. So,
and he's a world traveler. He had that one celebrity reality show with Harry Winkler.
Oh, right.
And,
yeah, that was a good show, actually.
And, yeah, what was the other one? George Foreman and Terry Bradshaw, where they were just traveling around and goofing off. And that one was so much fun.
It's good. Yeah, it's a great program. Anyway, he wrote, I'm touched by the idea that when we do things that are useful and helpful, collecting this bit of spirituality, that we may be helping to bring about healing. And that's what we all need. I mean, I thought this was so appropriate to today. Something to be highlighted today is thinking about how we need to heal from all of the things that are going on, the reality of the wars and the reality of thinking about the debate last night, the third GOP debate, and how, for the most part, when you look around and you listen to it, didn't change anything. And you'd like to think we could find somebody that would inspire us. It'd just be good. We look for inspiration. Some of us are inspiring. Some of us don't give enough credit to ourselves about how inspiring we are, frankly. For example, here's the story of a California police officer who was in the hospital. His son was being born. And he graduated. He heard that he had graduated from the San Joaquin Post Academy College. And so his wife was going into labor, and he was rehearsing with her. And then this guy has been on the job for 25 years. He had decided he wanted to get his graduate degree, but he missed graduation because of his son being born. But the hospital, I mean, the college made a special effort. They were very supportive of him missing the graduation ceremony. Because a lot of these schools now, and it's, I think it's proper, you don't graduate unless you show up, right? You're there, you get your diploma, you're not there, you don't get your diploma. That's what my alma mater.
Or just even the pageantry of it, because it's a huge success. And
yeah,
what was so nice was he couldn't make it to graduation, so they brought graduation to him.
Yeah. In the hospital with the baby, he gets his degree. Good. Nothing wrong with that. Congratulations. Just another, it seems like a small thing, and I guess it probably is. But, you know, under the circumstances, it's kind of cool to have that kind of recognition, or people who are interested in you because it's you. And that's, one of the things that's trending today. More information about the human trafficking realities that we have in our country. I'm looking at the top 10 items that are trending, the CMA Awards from last night. the talk about, did you see the lady who was on the stage with Tim Scott? Oh, you didn't watch that last night.
No, I think no, that it's was recorded.
That's number two on the trending list, and I'd forgotten about that when I was talking earlier. A couple of times we've made reference to the debate last night. But the fact that this is a, I'm going to say, I risk sounding sexist, but I'm okay. I'm going to say it. She's very attractive, very sexy blonde lady. I thought she was, when she first crossed the stage to go over to be with him, I didn't know what to think. You know, is she the assistant or whatever it is? But anyway, that was, that's my takeaway from the GOP debate last night. Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, Trump is on the list, and the $2 bill that we were talking about earlier, obviously the war in the Middle East, Taylor Swift is on this. Anyway, so one of the things that's on the list today is an update on the trafficking, the human trafficking, the stats, the facts, and what are we doing about it. The headline is a focus on the 62% jump in human trafficking in the last 12 months. What in the name of God are we doing? This is now worldwide. I'm not talking about just here in our country, although some countries are worse than others, and in America some states are worse than others. And, you know, it's all races. It's not just one race. There's a lot of people who are being trafficked. So in light of that, we have this continuing focus from the Department of Homeland Security regarding the focus that there is today and ongoing on human trafficking.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
Warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz. I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRisi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. SkyRisi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRisi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRisi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRisi and visit SkyRisi.com or call 1-866-SKYRISI to learn more.
Now, 45 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Israel accelerated its offensive into Gaza City. The reports of clashes between the IDF and Hamas. IDF, what was the IMF? Yeah. Where my mind goes sometimes, it amuses even me. Yeah, we were talking earlier, I'm putting pieces together from the rest of the program, and that's bad form because I ought not to send your attention into an earlier part of the program, but something we were talking about, these new, the power windmills that are being placed here and there around the country to generate electricity, these big windmills, they're here, there, and everywhere. And so I happen to remember a scene in a movie, and I couldn't remember the name of the movie, where the bad guys are chasing the good guys through a windmill farm in a helicopter. And James found out that it was Mission Impossible 3. So from that point to this, I have had literally, other than things we're talking about on the air, nothing on my mind except that visualization of the helicopters running through that the power, the windmill power grid, and what happened to them. And so when I was referencing the IDF, and of course what came into my mind first was the IMF. Which is Impossible Mission Group versus the Israeli Defense Forces. Anyway, they are in the residential neighborhoods now around Gaza, and the soldiers have encircled the city. That's where Hamas is, and so they're going from one end to the other. That's 25 miles from one end of the territory to the other. And they have focused on getting into, there's an underground tunnel system. Hamas is great. And frankly, the Israelis are too. I've talked a lot about the tunnels under the old city of Jerusalem that go out, you come out and you see the Mount of Olives and the West Bank on the the other side of the little river. But it's like going onto a movie set or a television set. What you see on a television set, if you look at some, let's take Family Feud. Looks like a big stage, right? The camera angles and stuff. It's a tiny little soundstage. And that's true with most of the stuff, but the camera gives it a wide angle. Well, the same thing is true when the news media takes pictures of the West Bank. You think, wow, this is big. No, it's like your backyard. And literally that close. So they've cleaned that area out. But they found, as they suspected, underground tunnel systems. They have them. Hamas has them. The Israelis have them. There's a network of them. And so they're in there blowing them up. They're basically throwing bombs into all these tunnels and blowing them up. There are 300 miles of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been built.
But if they can get all the entry and exit points.
Yeah. I mean, that's right. Well, that's what great. The battle's about at the moment.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. The world's newest island has been formed off the coast of Japan. Again, a reference to many of our discussions here on the Good Day program about what's happening to our planet, or what's going on, what continues to go on, the formation of new land bodies from a large, this is about 750 miles south of the mainland of Japan, near Iwo Jima, as a matter of fact, the site of all of the battles in World War II. This is right near it, big undersea volcano eruption this week, and thus a new island has been formed. That's how Hawaii came. That's all the islands, mostly in the Pacific. There's much more of this in the Pacific than there is the Atlantic. As a matter of fact, there's probably, other than the Bermuda and the islands that are close in to the Caribbean islands, those are foreign volcanic, but most of the volcanic action has been in the Pacific Island, in the Pacific Ocean, so kind of cool. If you're traveling over there, look down and wave at the new island, 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here on Movie Man 53 after the hour of the Good Day program. Chuck is here with a nightmare on Elm Street. Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right, so what's with this item there, Chucker?
This is twofold. You just made me think of something interesting. I'll get to that in a second. But this day in movie history, November 9th, 1984, Wes Craven's horror classic Nightmare on Elm Street opened in theaters. Sort of interesting that it opened after Halloween, still became a very, very successful box office hit. It spawned a franchise. Robin Englund is Freddy Krueger, an iconic movie monster. And it's sort of interesting that we play that theme because the nightmare is over. The actor strike after 116 days has been resolved for at least 3 years.
A long national nightmare is over.
I wouldn't go that far. There's a lot worse problems in the world.
Gerald Ford said after he pardoned Richard Nixon. You don't remember that, and probably none of the people here on the air with me do, but I do, and a lot of listeners probably remember that as well. All right, so anyway, continue, please.
Yeah, that was an interesting part of history in itself, but 116 days after strike is over. Now, these are the films that were very close to being finished that'll go quickly into production. Beetlejuice 2, which had a couple days left to film, that's going to go into production. Clint Eastwood, Juror Number 2, that's going to go right back into production. Ridley Scott on Gladiator 2, Deadpool 3 with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, Venom 3, and Netflix will start filming the last season of Stranger Things in the next month or two. So a lot of stuff will go back into production. So I guess, you know, if you like film and you like going to movie theaters and watching stuff on television, you know, it had to resolve itself eventually.
Well,
yeah,
I do
too.
The time. I like the procedurals, the Dick Wolf stuff, and all the writers went back, and so I'm going to bet this weekend those shows will all go back into production again to have them ready in time for January, the second half of the season, all of that.
You know what's interesting? I want to get your thoughts on this. I was thinking about this. You know, there's really two types of Hollywood now. There's the big studio filmmaking where they're spending $150 to $300 million to make massive popcorn entertainment. And then with streaming, there's another sort of production that has emerged. It's the lower budget type films where these small independent production companies are cranking out films that cost $1 million to $5 million, getting them in a handful of theaters just to say they were in theaters, and then putting them on demand and stream. You have thoughts on that? There's really no middle ground in the industry anymore. It's either real big or it's small.
That's my thought, is that they're gonna kill the goose that laid the egg, the golden egg. They are just so clueless, as is demonstrated by the fact that this thing went on, this strike went on longer than any other strike since they organized back late 1940s. They've had strikes, but not like this. And it seems to me that anybody with any common sense at all would look at the situation and think, wait a minute, who's being hurt more here? The people that are acting or the people who are responsible for producing the product and getting it out?
If you look at the studio's quarterly reports, I mean, they're bleeding a lot of money. Like this is not without consequence for the studios who really put the squeeze to the actors. It's sort of hard to believe, Doug, after 30 years of doing this together, that the last bit of negotiation would be on artificial intelligence, AI.
Amazing.
So it's really bizarre, to say the least.
Yep. There's some stuff kind of miserable about Ben Affleck floating around. Have you seen this?
No, tell me.
Somebody took a shot of him that he was talking to somebody about being sick of life. And it turned up on X, but as is usual with social media, this is a 9-year-old photo.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with his life today at all. Nothing. Zero. Also noted earlier that Hilaria and her husband Alec Baldwin are going to do a reality TV program. Did you see that?
No, really. Who's gonna air that?
I don't know. It looks like it's a streaming thing, but they have 9 children, and I think it'll make an interesting show. So they're pitching it.
To say the least, that would be interesting. Yes.
Yeah. You think so?
I think so.
I want to see Rust. So. When's Rust coming out? That's what I want to see.
Probably sometime in 2024.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right, Chucker. Another great job. A great performance. Chuck Curry, the star of Moomin Moon, here on Good Day. Now 59 after the hour, in fact.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.